This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
All right, it's time. This is our last podcast before Thanksgiving. Tom is enjoying, well, I don't know. He's in Qatar right now. I don't know how we managed to bring him in here. It's sort of magical.
Actually, well, you know I'm sober. You got that covered.
We know you're sober. If you're in Qatar, you know you're sober. They can't even sell beer at the stadiums.
Just come on, really?
What are the Brits gonna do?
I know they're probably burn the place down or something. Oh. So who knows? They'll sneak it in somehow.
They're gonna set up a distillery out back. because Brits coming through customs with little stills.
That's not alcohol. No, it could make
not
alcohol.
Yet. It's grain. Hi everybody. I'm Don McDonald along with Tom Cock. Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, you could be listening to it at any time. I forget. This is a podcast. So never mind. It may not be Thanksgiving. But for those of you listening on a Wednesday, we will have a hole in our schedule. There will be no Wednesday or Thursday podcast.
You know, you said this is Wednesday.
Thursday
so be
or
no
Friday.
Thursday
this
Friday.
Is Wednesday.
Okay, get me all confused.
I can't even keep
And then
track.
There's no live show on Saturday either for the first time in eons.
We did it one other time.
Did
one
we?
Other
okay.
time we did a best
right.
of.
Not very
one
often.
Other time when you and I were both gone at the same time. So, there's the deal. Now, you know us. If you've been listening to us for any time at all, you know that we believe so strongly in financial education. We just wish there were better resources for it. Now, every once in a while, we hear about a nonprofit like the Merriman Education Foundation, Paul Merriman, our good friend. That is a legitimate educational operation. Paul makes no money off of that. None. Well, we recently heard through one of you about a company. It was a company sponsored education event, I believe.
That's correct.
Where they brought in a nonprofit. Oh, and I just, if you could see my air quotes, it is literally a nonprofit. Okay, I'll give them that. They are a nonprofit educational foundation. But personally, ladies and gentlemen, personally, under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, personally, I believe that this is not an operation that's on the up and up. I have done some research. I have dug through their 990s at the IRS website. I have looked at their, what do they call them? Their regional teams around the country. They have educational teams in Maryland and Arizona and Atlanta and Houston and Kansas City and New Jersey and North Carolina, et cetera. They have all these teams educating people on investing. They call themselves F3E, or I figured out what the other F is. It's the
okay. I had an F for it, but I can't say it here.
It's the Foundation for Financial Education. So the four is the other F.
Okay.
So it's FFFE.
That's better than the F I was thinking of using. So good.
Now, this is very clever. It was started by a guy named Jonathan Lee. In
Jonathan
Maryland.
Lee with FF3. It makes sense.
Jonathan Lee with FF3. Jonathan Lee started this nonprofit to be, you know, I just need to read it for you. I truly just need to read what they say about themselves. Ready? The Foundation for Financial Education is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing free educational resources, etc. Founded in 2009 as a result of an urgent need to eliminate financial illiteracy. They've helped thousands local industry experts contribute their time and expertise to conduct financial workshops to companies, churches, municipalities, and nonprofits at no cost.
Which is all probably true, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no. We're good so far. Yeah. Wait. F3E workshops are considered informative, entertaining, and educational. The participants benefit from the knowledge, and the experts benefit by having the opportunity to give something back to the community in which they serve. So these guys, the people who are teaching these seminars, they're just giving back to the community.
Just nice people.
They're just so nice. Yeah. While the workshop presenters are businessmen and businesswomen, F3E workshops are not sales events.
Say that again?
Are not sales events.
Ah, so nothing is being sold there.
That's what they say. However, Don loves doing this, did some research. Turns out Jonathan Lee, the founder of this company,
F3E,
of this organization,
yeah,
owns a company in Maryland called Capital Financial Partners Group. Now, I looked Capital Financial Partners Group up on the Securities and Exchange Commission's website because they provide financial advice and help people build strong futures. And they have proven investment strategies. Tom, this is from their website. Ready? Proven investment strategies designed to meet your risk tolerance and hedge against market volatility.
Ooh, that has a familiar ring to
it. Doesn't it? Now, I looked them up on advisorinfo.sec.gov. Are they listed?
No.
No, correct. I went to Broker Check, which is FINRA. Are they listed?
I'll say no again.
No. So yeah. What investment products could they possibly legally be selling people? This is so easy.
It starts with an I.
Yes, it does. Ooh. And what's the one insurance product that provides risk low? Great for your low risk and no market volatility. What? Which one?
Equity index annuities. Annuities. Yeah.
All right. So here's what I did. That's Jonathan Lee, by the way, the founder, out of Maryland. So I went through the whole bloody list of advisors. While a few of them are, in fact, registered investment advisors.
Yeah. They're giving not very many. Good advice, hopefully.
Not very many. Well, no, because in every case where I looked up their ADV Part 2, their disclosure document that they're required to file with the SEC, guess what product is mentioned as being sold by this firm, which is a conflict of interest. It says so in their ADV. It says selling you this product is a conflict of interest. The product that they are allowed to sell because they disclosed it in their ADV, insurance.
Insurance.
And everyone I looked up, all of their sales seminars, every one of them was selling indexed annuities.
This all originated from a question that one of you sent us, which is, we love getting these questions, because they said exactly that. They came in, they talked, we sat down and chatted a bit, and they recommended, first of all, that I take Social Security early, which is
dumb
and weird thing to say. Part two was, then they sort of said, well, there's other products that would supply income for you over a period of time and make market-like returns with no risk or low risk.
Sounds like an indexed annuity.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fascinating, Don. I mean, and so, but this is always, you've spent 25 years talking about how poor it is for the poor, the education is for
more
and
than
poor
that.
The plans for educators, for people in public service. I mean, all these kind of things. So the question always is, okay, so these guys really aren't doing you any favors, probably.
No, Tom, I can unequivocally say, that everyone I looked up appears to be someone not doing you any favors, certainly not providing you with a quality financial education. And certainly, from what I found, certainly they are in the business of selling product. They are not altruistic.
And so you're in a plan. You're trying to figure out how to use the plan. Where do you get the information? Well, first of all, the plan sponsors aren't the place to look because they got legal reasons not to help you, right? I mean, this is a problem. Number two, you just mentioned that many times when educators, using air quotes again, come into your building, they aren't necessarily acting in your best interest, and you got to know their motivation. So how do you do it then? Because this does come up. And by the way, interestingly enough, while you were researching all this, a couple of articles came out, and it said, number one, people have they've reduced the amount of money they're putting into their 401ks and 403bs, which is really dumb at a time like this, because when the market's down, you're getting more shares at a lower price. The other thing, another article I noticed said people are, guess what they're doing? They're selling out of target date funds and U.S. stock funds in favor of safer ones, stable value, money market, bond funds, et cetera, et cetera. People are migrating their money out of stocks into bonds. Let me see, after stocks have gone down. So, and they mentioned the average portfolio in a year ago now is down 23%, which I get it. That's a quarter of your money. That's fairly substantial, but hopefully this is money you're not going to use for some period. But what do you do? Well, first thing you do. Well, here's the first thing you got to do. You got to get a little knowledge, and there's an easy way. This is pretty easy. You don't got to know much. You get a list of all the funds you could invest in, right? At your plan. The first thing you can do, and I would do this, but you might, is print out the list. Okay. I know I'm a paper guy.
You do love your paper.
And then
he keeps telling him, I want paper tickets to the World Cup. Oh no, you're already there. I forgot. You're already at the World Cup.
I'm out searching for a beer.
For tickets and a beer.
Tickets and a beer. How much for that? Okay. So the first thing is you have this list, right? Go through and highlight anything that says index after it. And put a line through everything else, really, because that's one. Then you can start to break down the type of those funds. I see many of you, because I just met with a guy, 34-year-old guy recently, that had like 15 funds in his 401k, and he invested in 10 of them. The problem was about six of them were U.S. large cap funds, so it's very redundant. You only need one of one. In other words, if you have U.S. large cap index, okay, check that box. If you have U.S. small cap index, check that box. But don't own the S&P 500, then the blue chips, then the large. That's all the same thing over and over again. So you got to have a little knowledge. But those are two pretty easy ways to get started, Don. I mean, the thing is that we know.
But the problem still is, Tom, education.
Yeah.
You can do all those things on your own for you know, building your portfolio. But where do we get a decent, honorable, transparent, unbiased, quality financial education in this country? I don't think it exists.
No, again, if you the problem is you either have to take a deep dive, right? You got to read something, you got to read a book.
You gotta read. Well,
I know.
Don't tell people to read books. It's not a thing.
I know. Or you mentioned Paul Merriman's site, but even there, you wouldn't be able to plug in. Although he has many 401k plans, as we do, where he's looked at the plan and said, "Here's how to use the assets."
Yeah, you know, books, but you got to be careful with them because the vast majority of those are self-serving, ridiculous trading, timing, get rich quick kind of schemes. It's really, really hard to do. And these guys at F3E who sell equity index annuities or fixed index annuities, as they're often called, they're getting rich. Do you know what the third quarter sales of fixed index annuities was?
I don't know that I should put enough zeros behind whatever the first number is.
It's $21.4 billion just for the quarter, and that's up 25% from 2021.
A shocker there, because let's see, last year the stock markets did well. This year they're doing poorly, so I better get into this product, Don.
And so these, quote, educators are playing on your fears, and they are finding great success in doing so. So my advice is, it's hard to get educated. You have to vet your sources carefully. But be diligent. Diligent may not even be the right word. I really would take it so far as skeptical. Be skeptical of anyone, including us. Be skeptical of everyone. I don't even believe in trust but verify. I believe in don't trust and verify. and don't trust and verify.
Start from that and work your way to the place where you think somebody is trustworthy. I think that's fair. But again, there's some fairly simple things I just mentioned. We have a website called 401411.com where you can go look at specific plans. Paul's got his website with specific plans. But you mentioned this too, Dom, when we brought this topic up. Sometimes you're going to have to raise your hand, petition, get mad at the plan sponsors and say, I got to have better choices here. That's going to happen.
Hey, you want to hear my future idea? I don't know when I'll do this. Maybe in 23. But of course, I come up with all these stupid ideas.
They're not stupid. Any idea is a good idea.
I'm thinking about Financial Physics, the website.
Ooh.
Where it's just a constant financial, ongoing financial education in the field of financial physics.
Don't we do that? It's called the podcast.
No. I'm just talking about a website where there's all these resources where you can find people who are teaching, just punch buttons. And I don't know. I'm thinking about doing that.
Wow.
So what do you guys think? Pretty cool. Let me know.
Yeah. Love to hear from you.
Now, we take your questions. Regularly. Sure, love it when you call us with them at 855-935-TALK or you send them in at talkingrealmoney.com, which is our big deal website. It's where everything hangs out. It's a really cool place. And Tom, I believe, has one of those questions.
I have several of them.
He gets them. I don't.
I know. I have several of them. This first one comes from Rich in Waxhaw, North Carolina.
You know, what does he need our help for? He's already rich.
Waxhaw? Do you know Waxhaw North?
I did that before you could.
Waxhaw? Okay. Is it W A X H A W? Am I pronouncing that right? That's kind of your nape of the neck. I don't know where that is, but
it's
North Carolina.
It's my nape of the neck.
Neck of the woods.
My neck of the woods.
Yeah,
my
sorry.
Nape of the.
I'm sorry, I had that wrong. Okay, this comes from Rich, who's apparently still needing some help to become. He says he spoke to a firm, Davis Williams Wealth Management in Charlotte. And they told me they use Securities America as their custodian. Have you heard of them? Or am I being scammed? What is your opinion of Schwab Intelligent Income for generating income in retirement? So first, go back to Securities America.
Securities America is a decent custodian. There's nothing wrong with them. They're a custodian like Schwab or Fidelity or whomever. They're part of, though, they own... A wealth management firm, or they're part of a wealth management firm. It's got a lot of branches around the country. And so I don't know the quality of the individual advisors, but they're a legit custodian. Yes.
Okay. And I don't know the firm Davis Williams in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Here's the thing. I can go like
you
right
do
here.
That while, and then I'll talk about the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios while you're doing that.
Okay.
I generally like the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. Generally, they keep a lot in cash. They don't own as much of the assets that we think we can demonstrate clearly over the long haul have made you more money. Smaller, more value oriented stocks, for example. And it's a bit of a cookie cutter, right? You're simply going into that portfolio. Most people need something a little more specific, and especially you, as you said, I'm generating income in retirement. So that was one of those things that seems like a very simple solution. It's a low-cost solution, but I worry for many people that it's not specific enough for your needs. But other than that, I think Schwab is a very fine firm. We use Charles Schwab as the custodian for our clients. So,
can you give me the name of that firm again?
Davis Williams in Charlotte, North Carolina.
They're not, unless we have the name wrong.
Well, it's standard spelling for both, but
they're
okay.
Davis Williams Wealth Management. Let me look. I looked them up on BrokerCheck. No, not on BrokerCheck. I mean on the SEC site. And let me just look at their website because this is actually a really interesting lesson. This is part of doing your due diligence on advisors. You need to check them out. Aha.
Yeah. When you start to say the ha 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 part, I get nervous.
Aha. They are a duly registered advisor.
I get nervous.
Yeah, they're registered with FINRA, and they're not their own investment advisor.
Mm.
They are an investment advisor. They use Securities America's license. They're advisory firm. They are IARs, investment advisor representatives through a Securities America Advisors, which
and they're
is
not 100% fiduciary advisor.
They are not 100% fiduciary. Yeah. We don't know much about what they do independently because that's all underneath that gigantic Securities America Advisors umbrella.
Could do a ton of different things under that umbrella.
This is the kind of firm that we generally suggest you skip because they are both a registered representative and an investment advisor representative. And this was, I found this just by going to the bottom of their webpage. At least they're honorable enough to put this information there. Some don't. Some bury it. But it's right there, and it says registered representatives.
Good point. Okay. I got one more quick one. Sure. Comes from Brian in Tacoma, Washington. I know where Tacoma is. Says, I'm curious as to what you guys consider a fund being too expensive or overpriced. Index funds are cheap, usually under 0.1. Avantis, AVUV, is 0.25, but I believe your show talks highly of them, as does Paul Merriman. I have one small cap value option at work through Victory Sycamore, but it's 0.85. That seems pricey. Also, I have a large cap value option through Dodge and Cox that is 0.51. I know there are cheaper options out there in the same asset class. Is there a threshold you think is paying too much?
Depends on the type of fund. Because it's really a matter of how much work is involved. And the reason Avantis charges more is because Avantis, it doesn't just blindly buy an index. They actually run their portfolios through a variety of screens, rules that the securities must pass before they're allowed into the portfolio. But they're hard and fast rules, which still makes them cheap. Funds get expensive when they have active management. That is, people sitting around doing research on individual stocks, traveling and visiting the companies, all these things. And that's where you get into 0.8%. When it comes to equity funds, the threshold is somewhere around, there's wiggle room, 0.5%.
You don't want to pay more than that.
You don't want to pay more than that.
Yeah.
You want to pay less than
again,
that.
Again, I think Avantis is fairly priced. I think Vanguard's are fairly priced.
More than fairly priced.
You know, iShares certainly. So there's places you can get inexpensive funds. Everything we know says the less you pay on those funds, the more money you end up with. I can't find anybody who says, I'm going to charge you more, but you make more. You hear that a lot in the industry, and it's just has not proven out.
As an addendum, as a postscript to this, you would have a reasonable case for your trustees not living up to their fiduciary responsibility by not offering the least expensive funds they can find, because they have no basis for choosing these more expensive funds. They have no reason. If a more expensive fund is definitely better,
good luck.
Sure. Definitely better. Mm-hmm. Then you might have a case for choosing that for a 401k or 403b, in which the trustees, they forget they have a fiduciary responsibility to their employees, and they can be held liable if, for example, you were to say, hey, I can get an index fund for 0.7% less than this fund I'm in right now, which is the only thing you offer me of this type. And therefore, I have been losing 0.7 of the equivalent of about 0.7% a year. That's on you.
There's a lot of lawsuits out there about all this, of course, too, because this has come up big, big, big in the last 20 or so years.
If you have a good relationship with the owners of your company, you might want to suggest that they consider index or less expensive funds, non-actively managed, that maybe they fire the broker with whom they're working or the
advisors.
Give
up the golf trips.
Yeah, I don't know. But those sound, an 0.8% fund, that's on the high side.
That is on the 0.85. That is crazily high. I think we can safely say that. So, good. Thank you. Great answers. By the way, I'm going to give out my address at the hotel in Qatar. I would appreciate it if somebody listening right now would overnight me.
Bourbon?
Either a mini keg or half a case of beer or something.
It would probably land you in some dark desert hole
Let's not go there. What do you say?
I would not violate any rules.
You're
going
to follow everything
to the letter.
All right.
And just be thankful you're not a woman.
Yeah. I mean, again, my wife just decided without even thinking anything about the trip, not going to that country.
Not going.
Period. Mm-mm. So,
yeah. No. So, have a nice time, or I hope you're having a nice time right now at the World Cup. And by the way, if you need a little more help than we can provide through a phone call or a typed question, you just like to meet with an advisor for a minute. Wouldn't it be nice if you could actually meet with an advisor without fear?
They're going to sell me something. Yeah.
Guess what? I know of one place where you can. It's Appella Wealth, which we've merged with a couple of years ago. Finally changed the name. Still like Vestry better. But
I knew that was coming.
Still like Vestry better.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
You can meet with one of our advisors just by going to talkingrealmoney.com and clicking on Meet an Advisor.
And they won't sell you anything. You'll get no high-pressure sales, and you actually get real advice.
You won't get a bill for it, which is the best part.
Indeed.
You can even, if you can get... You know, he's getting to be so popular. His calendar is full. His dance card is full.
Yeah, I'm wandering the streets of Doha right now looking for a beer.
Well, maybe since he can't drink in Doha, the best thing for him is to talk to you. It really is, before he gets depressed. So there's also an 800 number. You can call him at 800-386-3004. They can put the call right through to you, even in Qatar.
They can. Please.
Gosh, this world is amazing.
It is amazing. I may or may not answer, but they can. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. Really, truly. So thanks for being part of our program.
If you already had it, I hope you survived it. Politics with your great uncle. Good luck with that.
Sounds like a real wing ding over the holiday table there. Yeah, don't go there.
Okay. I hate to leave because now it means I got to deal with family and stuff. Oh, I so
Sorry
prefer being
that.
In my studio. Thank you all for being a part of this. Please tell a friend or 1,000 over the Thanksgiving holiday. There's a topic. Say, you know, instead of talking about politics or instead of talking about money and you giving us a hard time,
I got these.
Why don't you just listen to Talking Real Money? Let's just turn them on. Let's just go, hey, blank, or okay, blankle, or Al, hey Al, listen to Talking Real Money. And, you know, just sit around. It should be a new Thanksgiving tradition. Talking Real Money for Thanksgiving. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. All right, I'm going to stop singing. We're leaving, right?
That's it.
Bye.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures.
That's a wrap.